she was not acting as if she was receiving what she had asked for. So she began to take powerful actions. She organized everything in her life for her departure. She cancelled memberships, gave away things she would not need, and she got her suitcases out and packed them. Within 4 weeks, Glenda was in the United States working out of our US office. Think about what you have asked for and make sure that your actions are mirroring what you expect to receive and that they're not contradicting what you've asked for. Act as if you are receiving it. Do exactly what you would do if you were receiving it today and take actions in your life to reflect that powerful expectation. Make room to receive your desires, and as you do, you are sending out that powerful signal of expectation.
Your job is you. Lisa Nichols.
Inside relationships, it's important to first understand who's coming into the relationship, and not your partner, but to understand yourself.
James Ray.
How can you ever expect anyone else to enjoy your company if you don't enjoy your own company? And so, again, the law of attraction or the secret is about bringing that into your life, and you've got to get really, really clear. Here's the question I would ask you to consider. Do you treat yourself the way that you want other people to treat you?
When you do not treat yourself the way you want others to treat you, you can never change the way things are. Your actions are your powerful thoughts. So if you do not treat yourself with love and respect, you are emitting a signal that is saying you are not important enough, worthy enough, or deserving. That signal will continue to be broadcast, and you will experience more situations of people not treating you well. The people are just the effect. Your thoughts are the cause. You must begin to treat yourself with love and respect and emit that signal and get on that frequency. Then the law of attraction will move the entire universe and your life will be full of people who love and respect you. Many people have sacrificed themselves for others, thinking when they sacrifice themselves, they are being a good person. Wrong. To sacrifice yourself can only come from thoughts of absolute lack, because it is saying, there is not enough for everyone, so I will go without. Those feelings do not feel good and will eventually lead to resentment. There is abundance for everybody, and it is each person's responsibility to summon their own desires. You cannot summon for another person because you cannot think and feel for another. Your job is you. When you make feeling good a priority, that magnificent frequency will radiate and touch everyone close to you.
Dr. John Gray.
You become the solution for you. Don't like, now you owe me and you need to give me more. Instead, give more to yourself. Take time off to give to yourself, in a sense, to fill yourself up to fullness, to where now you can overflow in giving.
To acquire love, fill yourself up with it until you become a magnet. Charles Honnell.
Many of us were taught to put ourselves last. And as a consequence, we attracted feelings of being unworthy and undeserving. As those feelings lodged within us, we continued to attract more life situations that had us feel more unworthy and not enough. You must change that thinking.
Undoubtedly, to some, the idea of giving so much love to self will seem very cold, hard, and unmerciful. Still, this matter may be seen in a different light when we find that looking out for number one, as directed by the infinite, is really looking out for number two and is indeed the only way to permanently benefit number two. Prentice Mulford.
Unless you fill yourself up first, you have nothing to give anybody. Therefore, it is imperative that you tend to you first. Attend to your joy first. People are responsible for their own joy. When you tend to your joy and do what makes you feel good, you're a joy to be around, and you are a shining example to every child and every person in your life. When you are feeling joy, you don't even have to think about giving. It's a natural overflow.
Lisa Nichols.
I got into many relationships expecting my partner to show me my beauty because I didn't see my own beauty. When I was growing up, my heroes or my sheroes were the Bionic Woman, Wonder Woman, or Charlie's Angels. And while they're wonderful, they didn't look like me. It wasn't until I fell in love with Lisa, my mocha skin, my full lips, my round hips, my curly hair. It wasn't until that moment that I